This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Zedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world on this last weekend of September. Can you believe that? And on our show this hour is 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, if you've listened to me in the past, you know that the Oak Ridge Boys and myself are very good friends, and we always have the guys on one by one. And this time we're going to be talking to Dwayne Allen. Later on in the hour from Fox News, we have Brian Kilmeade. We'll be chatting about his book that's in paperback, very well done, I might add, about Andrew Jackson. And then we'll finish off the hour with actor Dietrich Bader. And that's all coming up this hour, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest, the second hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Zedgy today. And, of course, if you've listened to me at all over the many years that I've done this show, you know that one of my favorite groups are the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've had them all on the air. In fact, got great pictures of them when we worked together in Branson, Missouri. And we have our friend Dwayne Allen with us right now to talk about some exciting things. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Always
good. Ron, it's so good to talk to you and your beautiful wife beforehand. And it's always good to talk to you. I've enjoyed every time we've ever run into each other, and that's been many times over the years.
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you something, and I say this not because you're on the air with us today. I've told this to many people. We've interviewed like 18,000 guests on this show. You guys are the best. You really are. You're always there. You are always very receptive to doing any kind of promotion, anything at all, and great guests on the air. I feel like I'm a fifth Oak Ridge Boy. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, we'll just have to come up with some kind of an award.
Okay. You know, I want to talk about so many things. But I do want to mention the fact, as I mentioned before on the air, Richard, and of course Joe's been on a thousand times too, but I do want to make mention about this new CD we were talking about, this gospel CD that Shooter Jennings, and I think, was it David Cobb that was involved with that too?
Right.
Yeah.
David Cobb is the producer. In fact, it's really his vision, Ron. We met at a little meet and three called the Pie Wagon.
Right.
And when the four of us met with David and we started talking about what we were going to do and what his vision was going to be for the Oak Ridge Boys, his eyes started to sparkle, and I knew that we were about to go into his vision. And he said, you know, I want you to imagine when you were little boys and you first heard rock and roll music. What did that sound like to you? What did that feel like to you? Elvis, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis. How did you feel when you first heard that music? Well, the answer to that was, you know, it felt good in the soul. It made you want to get up and move around. And what about it? Brought that characteristic of rock and roll that made you want to do that. Well, it was, we all were raised in gospel, and sure. So were they.
Sure, right.
And it was the passion in their lyrics, and it was the tracks that sounded like old-fashioned tent revivals, you know? And it made you want to move around a little bit. Well, we got into that vision, and we started asking ourselves, well, what turned those guys on? We know we were raised in Southern gospel. We were all raised in church. But what turned those guys on? It was really earlier than that. They were all turned on to black gospel.
Right.
So, Ron, we went back so far that David is a historian. He went all the way back to the Smithsonian and found some songs that were before copyrights. In fact, one of the songs, Let It Shine on Me, I always have to search for copyright so we can get all that written down on the record label and everything, get all that accredited properly. I found 10 people that wrote that song. Well, what that means is it's an old PD song.
Sure.
So every black gospel group that recorded that song back years ago, they put their name on it as an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, and so I went back as far as I could go to find the very first one that I could find, and that's who we put on it. And there's five songs that came from that era, and we have four new songs on there, but they're all with that feel, that early feel of rock and roll, with the simplicity of very few instruments and a big emphasis on the four vocals, with very little tuning, very little technical work done afterwards. It's pretty much in your face. And to accomplish that, I'll give you one example. A Brand New Star, when we already had that cut, and we were listening back, and David started squirming around. He said, let's go back into the studio. So we followed him back into the RCA studio, and he said, bring that RCA 44. You know what kind of microphone
I know
that
exactly.
is. That big old 44 mic, ribbon mic.
Absolutely.
Let's all get around that mic and sing on one mic. I want you to sing to each other and sing together. And he grabbed a rhythm guitar and sat down about 6 feet from us, put a microphone on his guitar, and he said, now let's record that
wow.
song.
How cool is that?
And we recorded that song around one microphone. You can't tune. You can't fix. You can't do anything to that vocal once you've done it. It's all on one mic.
Well, that's the way it used to be in the old days. You know, you have.
And that's how we cut it, Ron.
Yeah, but I understand that they put Richard in another room so they could control.
We did. We did. After we cut it, we realized he needed to hear himself a little stronger, so we put him in a booth and isolated him. But the three of us stayed there together, and we learned it together on that one mic. But we put him so we could bring him up a little bit. We needed him up a little in the mic, so we put him in an isolated booth so he could hear himself and so that we could bring his bass voice up a little bit. He couldn't really, we all sing so loud that we were drowning him out.
You know, Dwayne, it is amazing how patriotic you guys are. I know you're very close to the Bush family. And it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, when you go see these guys, of which I've done on millions of occasions. One thing I did not know about you, Dwayne, though, I did not realize that at the Paris Junior College where you studied, two operettas were written based on your life, and one entitled Let's See Paris?
That's right.
Wow.
And they were both original operettas, and they were written around my life in Paris Junior College because I had a music scholarship, and there was not a music program there other than for a band instrument. You could get a scholarship for band, but you couldn't get a vocal scholarship before me in voice. And I was the first vocal scholarship they ever offered there, and they felt that they had to justify giving that scholarship to me. So the drama and speech department combined with the music department wrote two original plays, and each year we put on a week of performances with those two dramas, and I starred in both of them.
Wow.
And it was really a big thing in Paris. They were really good to me there. I went there on a voice scholarship and a valedictorian scholarship, and they were very nice to me in college, and I have I'll become a distinguished alumni from there and a distinguished alumni from Texas A&M at Commerce, where I finished and graduated with a music degree.
Unbelievable. That is so great. You know, I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, how amenable these guys are, everything. I got to thank you. I've thanked Joe and I've thanked Richard. A couple of years ago, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania at a theater called the Warner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to come in the week after because I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra about
with your orchestra. Of course you do.
And you guys were so nice to plug that show a week in advance for me. I'll never forget that, Dwayne.
Well, you're one of our friends, man. We take care of our friends.
Well, you sure do.
We believe in you.
Well, now, I want to talk to you about two things that are very dear to my heart. One is cars, but we'll get to that later. The other thing, though, is that this new clothesline that you have, the Liberty Legends USA Series, a collaboration of Made in America business and leaders that promote bringing jobs back to America. I'm a clothes horse. I mean, I really love clothes. When I used to travel with Ed McMahon, he said, you know, you're like traveling with Barbara Streisand. You got more suits and everything else than anybody. And, Dwayne, after we take a quick break, let's talk about that, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many years, Dwayne Allen, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. And Wayne and I will be back with more, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our Made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Seggi today, and staying over for another segment, is Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys. I can't say enough good things about these guys, and have always been so nice to me and my family. Tell us about this clothing line, because I think this is sensational, Dwayne.
Well, Ron, traveling all over the country like both you and I have, we drive through these towns, and you can get clothes cheaper with cheaper labor that shipped in from overseas, and what the Oak Ridge Boys felt like that if we got involved and put our name with it, and the Gatlin brothers, I might add, are involved with us as well, and so is Evander Holyfield. And we have several people with major names are involved with us now. But what we wanted to do is to bring back good-paying jobs for Americans. And we wanted people to start looking for the Made in America logo, made in the USA, made by American hands, you know. And what that does is keep good-paying jobs right here in America for American families,
right,
keeping families together. A good example of that is we gave away gifts to all of the people that are in our team, which number well over 100, every year, and we have something made for them. This year we had cups made for all of the people in our organization, William Morris, Sandy Brokaw, wow, Jeremy Westby's PR firm.
Sure.
Everybody that represents us in any way. And what we did was have a cup made with 17th Avenue Revival on the inside, so when you're drinking your coffee, you look right across to the other side and it's handmade, and there is 17th Avenue Revival inside the cup.
Oh, wow.
Oak Ridge Boys on the outside. We're very careful to make sure that that cup is handmade in California. But we were very insistent that it be made in the United States. And what we are doing is we're trying to lead by example ourselves. If you watch Tuckabee, I gave him a suit the other night on his show about 2 weeks ago. That was a Hart, Schaffner & Marks suit, which is made in America. They're one of America's greatest suit makers. And we will travel to Paducah, Kentucky, and we have suits and jackets for all of the Gaither vocal band.
Oh, wow. How
and we will take them to their afternoon Sunday concert and surprise them with brand new suits and jackets at their concert. And what we're doing is we're trying our best to show that giving is a part of the American system. It shows that we care by giving. Is those people tell people that we're giving them something that's American made.
Sure.
And they help us get the word out. We may never make a penny at it, Ron. We're not really in it for the money. We've got a good job. We're doing it because we want to help keep American families employed and keep good jobs in America.
Can you go on OakRidgeBoys.com and order the suits there?
Yeah, go to our website and find the link to Liberty Legends, and it will take you right to their page.
I'm serious. I am going to do that. See, I've been wanting these suits for a long time. Let's talk about something else that you and I have in common, okay?
Okay.
Your car collection. Now, I'm an antique car buff myself, okay? So I didn't know that you had a museum called Ace on Wheels. I have got to come there because I've got a few collectibles myself, and maybe we can share some car stories together.
Oh, I love collecting old cars. I've had so many. In fact, I'm trying to find homes for some of my cars now. I've got so many that I really don't have time to love them like they need love.
They
need to be driven. They need to be cared for. But I've still got way too many. I've got one that is kind of a prize. It's a number 14 of 50 Excaliburs made in their silver anniversary year.
Oh.
For their first year, 1984.
I know the car.
Where they made a back seat.
Yep.
And they have a soft top and a hard top.
That's a gorgeous car.
And it's a white with a silver side.
Well, now you could appreciate what I have then amongst mine. I have a 75 Stutz Blackhawk.
That's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Elvis bought the first one. That's my prized possession out of the ones I have. But, you know, before you sell those cars, you got to let me know, okay? I want to be first on the list.
Well, you know, when I got my first old car, which was a 31 Model A, I was driving out in the country, and what I noticed was people sitting on their front porch in the summertime in the chairs, husband and wife, when they see the car, the expressions on their face trip them back to a time when life was much more simple.
That's right.
And they smiled, and it was like you could almost see them start to telling stories about that period of time. And it wasn't about me. It was about the car, because they hadn't seen me yet. They saw the car.
Sure.
They might not even ever see me driving down it. And that's what I loved about it. It brought out the goodness in people and the memories that they shared and were able to share with each other. And that's what I love about old cars. I'm a retro guy. I love giving credit to things of the past. Give us direction for what path we should take for the future.
Amen. I agree. Do you have a 55, 56, or 57 Thunderbird in your stack of cars yet?
No, but I've got a 53 Cadillac that was owned by Duncan Hines.
Oh.
It's just got 35,000 miles on it. Doesn't have a panel divider in between the front and back. It's open. It's not a convertible, but it's open there.
Oh, boy, you and I could go on forever and ever about that.
I've got a 48 Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith limousine that was owned by the Russian Tsar when he was in England. It's a right-hand drive.
It's right-hand drive?
Uh-huh, and it was used in England by the Russian Tsar when he would come there, and that was his, and Wayne Newton bought that. It came out of the Wayne Newton collection. His brother started a club down in South Tennessee, and it went bottoms up, and I got that out of the bankruptcy.
Wow. I have a Silver Spur, but it's a left-hand drive. I can't get used to the right-hand drive. I feel like I want to deliver mail when I'm in the right-hand drive all the time.
It is a weird trip to drive down the road on the right-hand side. You're constantly wondering if you're getting over that lane.
Dwayne, I appreciate the time you spend with us.
Ron, I could talk with you all day.
I was just going to say the same thing with you. But I understand you're going to be near us soon, and I'm hopefully going to be up and seeing you here in the next couple of weeks, my friend.
I would love to see you, and you and your beautiful wife come up and visit with us as our guests, and we'd just love to see you. No strings attached, no baggage, no. Just come and enjoy the evening where we can just laugh and have fun.
Let's do it. Dwayne, we love you, pal, and thank you for joining.
Love you too, Ron.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of four of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Dwayne Allen, along with, of course, William Lee Golden, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzo, better known to all of us as the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, President Trump has chosen Amy Coney Barrett.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul. I never imagined that I would find myself in this position. But now that I am, I assure you that I will meet the challenge with both humility and courage.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and our next guest has been with us several times in the past. Always nice to have him here. And his latest book is now in paperback. Joining us right now from Fox News is our friend Brian Kilmeade. Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
Ron, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Always doing great.
Well, that's good. First of all, congratulations on the paperback version of this book, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, and a great follow-up to George Washington's Secret Six. But, Brian, before I do anything, I got to ask you, okay? These are two great stories that have basically been deleted from our history. Why is it that your cohort there, O'Reilly, gets these shows about killing Kennedy, which we all know what happened, and the shooting of Reagan? Why aren't these on TV?
Thanks. I mean, we're talking, I appreciate the question, because with George Washington's Secret Six, that was my goal, and I think you might remember, I studied it since 1988.
Right.
And I was able, because it's in my backyard, it made it easy, I guess, how everybody in Virginia or Boston feels, because everything's right there around them. And I wanted to make that a movie, and they said, no, if you write a book and it's successful, you'll have a good time converting it. And at the same time, they roll out Turn on A&E, has nothing to do with me, and it's off a book that was very good, but the series Turn had really became a soap opera in colonial outfits. It was really an embarrassment, even though it was shot well. It had nothing to do with the truth. I like to do, without being a documentary, I like to say true to these people's characters. I think we owe it to them.
Yeah.
So Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, we have an initial deal with the History Channel. We'll
right.
know if it's going to be a three-part series, hopefully by the end of the month, because we've got a deal to script out three of them, and that's what we're in the middle of doing right now. So, but we don't have a definite yes yet, but if you ask me, I think it's going to get done.
Good. Now, here we have this war against the Barbary States. Now, this is the thing that really amazes me. Here you have, basically, the first war fought with a country that is just beginning, and it's deleted from history books. I mean, this is amazing to me because this is American history. We're talking about not only merchant ships, but ships that have carried passengers, men, women, and children, being victim to pirates that said, hey, look, you got three choices. You know, you can either convert to Islam, attempt to escape, or wait for your country, which yet had even elected a first president.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you look at the write-ups in the newspapers, which we went back and looked at, they acted like these terrorists were 10 feet tall, and they were going to actually invade Boston. And I'm being serious. That's how these, they were made to be bigger than life, much like we thought of Bin Laden for a long time and Zawahiri and company, and we didn't want to really take them on because these terrorists were ruthless and they were going to, you know, hit us when we didn't expect it. They don't want to fight us like we did World War I and World War II. So back then, without a constitution, without a president, without a navy, we were the utter definition of vulnerable. And the whole world was watching to see if this new country was going to last and stand up to their first military threat. We have this enemy who we don't even know.
Right.
But the Royal Navy was fighting for us. Their presence and their escorts were allowing our merchants to get through. When they lost, they might have even urged as proof that they were pushing these countries to attack us and terrorize us to stop our economy from flourishing, and it worked. So we tried to cut a deal. We did. Then the deal got even harder for us to make, like just like you see with the mob, you know, in its heyday. And then suddenly we realized with the Navy we could stand up and fight, and we did, and I hope we learned something from it today.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, because they always say, and I'm a firm believer in this, if you read history, you're better equipped to handle things that are happening today. But I question if any of our candidates that we are going to elect to in the next couple of weeks, if you ask them today if they have any working knowledge of this point in our American history, if they even know about it.
And that's what I'm trying to do is, you know, Bill O'Reilly inspired me to do this personally, just reading his books. But my goal was to bring up a story you did not know much about, so do not feel bad about it. My goal was to get something that interests, that I think the American people, that they don't know much about, and that they're more than likely going to feel great pride in learning.
Right.
So I feel as though I can't do it better than the David McCulloughs, David Brinkley's, John Meacham. But I thought that if Don Yeager and I dove into an area about a successful person like Jefferson and Madison, and I'm able to bring up parts of their career and their accomplishments that not many people had, I thought we might find something. and we did. People seemed to like it. And they, you know, when I went and talked to the Jefferson Library, they laughed. They go, you know, it's amazing. Before 9/11, nobody ever asked us anything about this. Since 9/11, we have a steady stream of writers and movie makers who want to come here and talk about this story.
Wow.
And it's really changed because we're dealing with the same terror threat, which I thought would help people understand that I'm telling a piece of history that still applies today, not just a piece of history.
Well, as a presidential buff, I have heard so many times, over and over and over again, about the rift between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, never knowing that this particular point in time was actually the thing that precipitated that rift.
It could be. I mean, definitely played a role. They definitely differed. They weren't ready to go to fisticuffs, but they had the same meeting with the same ambassador. In fact, Adams asked Jefferson, hey, would you join me? I met with the ambassador to Tripoli. We're trying to get our guys free. Can you come over? Well, they're going to have a follow-up meeting. I'd like you to be there. I think we can deal with this guy. And then when they walked in there, Jefferson found a totally unreasonable guy, and Adams said later, this is not the same guy I was dealing with. When it came down to actually cutting a deal, they were ruthless. And one of the quotes, and I think I might have shared this with you already, it's in the book, says, all nations which had not acknowledged the prophet Allah was sinners, whom it was the right and duty of the faithful to plunder and enslave.
Wow.
Now, Jefferson's hearing this and going, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, John Paul Jones and a few frigates, we could take these guys. We've got to send a message. And Adam says, did you hear them? If you can't fight him unless you want to fight him forever. Now, nobody is being unreasonable, but somebody's got to be right, and they both disagree. I'm not sure that this hurt their friendship as much as it they'd be talking to Washington eventually and saying, I recommend this, and he recommends this. And when Washington became president, he went with the Adams theory.
Now, here's the thing that you and I talked about before that really grasped me, and I've given this book to my sons, and you know we've talked about it and everything else.
Thank you.
Here is the thing that amazes me. In this modern day of technology and all the communications that we have, you know something as it's happening, sometimes even before it happens. In this archaic period of communications, they didn't know about these pirates invading some of these, many of these ships until weeks later, and then if they had an order to correct it, rectify it, go after it, whatever the case may be, they never even knew the results for weeks.
It's unbelievable, and it's so liberating for a admiral or general in the field. You'd get a mission, and they were told the outline of what you can accomplish, what you could do, what you couldn't do. Here's the amount of men, money, and weapons. And then they would come back and see if they accomplished their goal.
Oh.
And along the way, there'd be things written about ups and downs. But how liberating would it be for a general today not to have a drone overhead or a satellite image to relay or a reporter with an iPhone who's going to misportray in many cases the actual aims and goals and accomplishments and missions be, you know, as they unfold. They have political pressures on all these men and women who fight these wars, and it makes it extremely tough.
At that time, I mean, the founding fathers had to make a choice, pay for peace or obtain it by war, and they did the latter, which was the thing to do. But, you know, it's amazing that after all of these years, we're still in trouble there.
I don't know what the answer is, but I know in the short term, we can't reform these societies in these countries. We learned that.
Right.
But we have to be able to protect our allies and interests.
Yeah,
and we cannot do that by negotiating. If you look at the Iranian deal, that's a nation that has an education. That's a nation that has an infrastructure. They're not living in mud huts. They know exactly what America does do and doesn't do. And yet they still looked at our negotiating to neutralize their nuclear weapons program as weakness. And if you want some proof, look what they did to our sailors. Look what they continue to do with our ships in that area. And look what they just done through the Houthi rebels off the coast of Yemen. They have upped their game and gotten extremely belligerent around us. And here's the crazy thing. We're the strongest kids on the block.
Right.
We got to start acting like it.
Right.
We weren't then. We are now.
Yeah, well, I've got my thoughts on that, and I'm sure you do, too, as to why that's being done. Any predictions for November?
I think one thing, I think it's they're making a very big error to continue to act like they've won already. Going to motivate the Trump people and push them back to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a way to attract Republicans. So I think there's another shoe's going to drop.
I think these polls are going to activate a segment of the voting public that's going to say, I got to get out there and do something because we can't be passive anymore. I urge everyone to go out and get the paperback version of Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates as penned by Fox's Brian Kilmeade, which hopefully one day we'll learn will be a television movie. And Brian, please join us again.
Absolutely. you, Ron. Keep my number. Definitely anytime you need it, especially on election day. I'll be here all day and night.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Brian Kilmeade has been our guest. And I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there on the homepage, there's an icon that if you hit it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And another icon that says Facebook. And if you hit that, you and I could become friends on Facebook. Again, that's ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is really a versatile actor, whether he's acting on television, on the big screen. He's also a voice actor and a comedian. And we're happy to say that he's part of American Housewife, which returns on a new night, Wednesdays, at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC. Good show it is. Joining us right now, Dietrich Bader. Hey, Dietrich, welcome to the show. Congratulations on a new night.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing good. You staying well, my friend?
Yeah, totally well. Yeah, the kids are well. My wife is well. The dogs are doing okay. Yeah, we're all right. We're buckled down. We're going to make it through it by watching American Housewife as often as we can.
I want to tell you something. That's, I think, the cure for this whole problem is American Housewife.
There's not much more we can do, but we can, if anything, entertainment is proving to be super important at this time because there's really nothing we can do but stay home. This is our patriotic duty in a weird way to stay home and make sure that this doesn't spread as wide as it possibly can. And so one of the things we can do when we're home is a little entertainment. Can't be any show, but I'm here to pitch American Housewife.
And rightfully so, too. This takes place in a very wealthy town in Westport, Connecticut. And I love the fact that Katie, who plays your wife, Greg Otto is your character and Katie is your wife, she lives in a perfectly imperfect world. Kind of an oxymoron to say it, you know. But it's kind of a Stepford Wives environment, don't you think?
Totally. And, you know, I mean, it's a little of the fish out of water. They're a family that can't really afford to live in a wealthy community that has a great deal on their rent. And because their youngest child, initially, the beginning of the show, had some special needs. And so going to a public school system with a larger tax base was really what they needed, and they were able to work it out. But because they're outsiders, and they always feel like outsiders, they feel like they're being judged because they are being judged by everybody. So, I mean, I think it's the way people feel a lot of times. They always feel like a little bit of outsiders. They always feel like they're being judged. And to make comedy out of what people, you know, normally would feel as anxiety is a good opportunity for people to realize what they're feeling is a normal feeling.
I think that's a very common denominator that people have. You know, keeping up with the Joneses was the comment they made in the back in the day, as they say. But,
oh, absolutely. When we were growing up, that was the expression. And that's human nature.
Yeah. No, it really is. I find that myself. You get into circles where you think, what the heck am I doing here? You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's costing me an arm and a leg. But there's some some tragedy occurs when her standing in the community is kind of set uneasy because one of her neighbors decides that she's going to kind of take off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Leslie Bibb has been a guest on our show since the pilot. So a real friend of the show. And this is a very big episode for Leslie and for an actor who plays my brother Ed Weeks, who's just a lovely guy, really funny actor too. So it's like a combination of these two, like what's going to happen, and is Leslie's character going to leave, and Viv, so it's both fun and very sweet. I think it'll be a really heartwarming episode for everybody. It's a good one.
Now, you are a very versatile individual, and being in the broadcasting business, I know how cool it is to be a voice actor because you're able to go into a studio and you don't have to put on makeup and you don't have to block it and everything else. That's very, very cool, especially when you're talking about animated features such as Ice Age, Surf's Up, The Simpsons, and, of course, voicing the role of Batman in the animated television series Batman the Brave and the Bold. Do you like that better than being in front of the camera?
You know, I used to say that if it paid as much, all I would do would be voiceovers, but because they are totally fun to do, and it's an incredibly talented world, and the people that work in it are just great, not only talented, but super, super duper nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started working with Katie Mixon, and everything turned around. I mean, I am very blessed. I have the job of a lifetime here with this show, and I just enjoy going to work every day, it's a rare opportunity. It's very cool.
And you do a good job, too. You've been in the Beverly Hillbillies, Miss Congeniality 2, TV Land's The X's, The Outsourced, Netflix, Arrested Development.
Yeah, I've been kicking around for a long time, 33 years, so I've been lucky enough to continue to work. But this show, The American Housewife, is probably my favorite, and it's just a great job. I love playing the character. I love working with Katie, and I think we're a genuinely funny show that, unlike a lot of different shows, you can watch with your whole family.
Yes.
It's okay for your kids to sit down and watch with you. It's something for everybody, and then brings together everybody. everybody at the end. I'm very proud of it.
Well, and you should be, too, because it's the kind of show, as you mentioned, not only is a family-watched show, but the fact of the matter is it's relatable. You know, a lot of shows just aren't relatable in real life. And people look at it and they think, you know, this is not real, you know. But
well, it's not like my life. It's also a lot of times it feels like writers just write for the sake of, for the joke, or to make a political point that has nothing to do with people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just in it for entertainment itself and for people to realize that, you know, we're all in this together, just like with this, you know, the virus that's happening. We're all part of a larger community. We all share a lot of different things and you know, through comedy and through shows like this, where we reach out and we speak to one another, we can get through it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this, but your role on the Drew Carey Show, which was super, your character was Oswald Lee Harvey. Did you ever get any flack from anybody because, you know, it's kind of a reversal of names there from
Lee Harvey Oswald?
You know, I never got any flack for it. I got, it was just, Oswald was the name of the character from the pilot.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to change that. And I think somewhere in the fourth season, we were going to meet my dad, which ended up being Tom Poston.
Oh,
and so we had to come up with a last name. And it ended up being Drew's pitch. He wanted it to be Oswald Lee Harvey. Why anybody, because I was born in 1966, why anybody would name somebody so obviously after one of the guys that did something so incredibly awful, it didn't really make any sense. But we always got a laugh from the audience. So, you know, who am I to question?
Well, that's okay. I have a brother named John Wilkes Booth. No, I'm just... I couldn't miss that one. But a new night now. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time. American Housewife returning. Good show. I really mean that. I'm not saying because you're on the show with us, Dietrich. It really is.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. I can sense that you're being genuine.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the show. It's a great family show, and it's good comedy, and it'll help everybody relax.
That's what we need, and we're going to do that. It's a great prescription for relaxation and a little homey entertainment. It's always good having you here, Dietrich. Please come back and join us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on the show. I really genuinely appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend, and stay well, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, thanks, Dietrich. Our guest has been Dietrich Bader. Very talented man, as I mentioned before. And he's on American Housewife. Very good show. Returning to a new night, Wednesdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC.
Hey, Ron, it's always a pleasure. You're a real pro and a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate it. And please come back anytime you want, okay?
Ron, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Stay well.
Bye.
And don't forget to check our websites out, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand, and Seggi Sings, SEGGISINGS, where you can find out where our concert series with a 15-piece orchestra is going next. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
That's a wrap on Ron Segi today on this last weekend of September. I want to thank you and all the guests that were part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Also want to thank Sue Akins and Brittany Rowland from the TV show Life Below Zero. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen and Brian Kilmeade, chatting about his new book and paperback about Andrew Jackson and actor Dietrich Bader. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.